Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Rosecast, number one Bachelor in Paradise recap podcast, hosted by a male interracial best friend duo. I am nervous about the length of this show. I'm scared, AB.
We're talking about the length of my notes, all-time high, okay?
Not a bit. Oh, is this a bit? Are you doing a bit? Because no. I'm not.
No, yeah, my notes, they're 16 pages. I usually have about 10.
Good Lord.
Now, Christ.
there was a wedding. Usually when there's a wedding, it's like, oh, okay, well, we can just take that hour
no,
off.
No, we can't. No.
Can't do it.
The wedding now, was the best part.
Here's what we need to do. When I come up on something that you think is not worth chit-chatting about, you just go skip it. Just nip it in the bud, skip it.
Let me tell you right now, there's nothing... I can't think of anything that happened in the 4 hours of television that I watched that needs to be skipped.
It was a lot. Last week, refresher. We ended the episode last week with Demi and her long-term serious girlfriend, Christian, committing to one another on a one-on-one date. That leaves Derek out in the cold. That leaves the show a new territory and has us looking forward to this first episode of this week because there's a big surprise ending. We'll have to see to believe.
And also picking up where we left off, Rim was hysterical about Derek, I'd say.
Yeah.
Panicked.
Yeah,
guy was panicked. For nothing. Spoiler, it was for nothing.
No. We're not spoiling that. First off, because I don't want to acknowledge it. The things out there on the web. But it appears
I'm not even
for
talking
nothing.
About I'm not even talking about the things like the what's actually happened outside the show. I'm talking about if you would have seen the rest of what happened with Derek on Bachelor in Paradise, you would have thought there's no chance he's going to be Bachelor. Just one more episode.
Yes. Yeah, I react to the... I said it when I was having that panic attack, basically, that I was reacting to the moment. I knew what was going on. I was forthright about that. Anyway, speaking of Derek, we start this week with he's getting over, quote, yesterday's events. New day, new Derek, mm-hmm. trying to have fun, trying to be loose. We got some strong couples, quote-unquote strong couples, Dean and Kaylin. Nicole and Clay, Mike and Sydney, Dylan and Hannah. Those are the not going anywhere anytime soon couples. Early on, Tayshia's talking with Christina, okay? Tayshia indicates that she's interested in Derek.
Okay.
And Christina reveals, kind of a surrogate for the viewer, never really bought into you and John Paul Jones, if we're honest, honey.
just heads up, I never saw it.
Yeah, you know, John Paul Jones, fun guy. I don't know if he's husband material for you. Tayshia and John Paul Jones. JPJ thinks they're becoming an item. He's, I'd say, and would you agree, head over heels, fully in love.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He thinks they're going to get married, and if anything else happens, he's going to be in bad shape.
Once again, third week in a row. Absurd celebrity comparison.
Okay, you know, this is the best of the ones, I guess, because Tayshia is a true beauty.
And there's like hair color similarities,
yeah,
too.
And the
there's
skin,
actual similarities.
Their skin colors about the same. There's flawless skin, too. She's a beauty. She's a true beauty.
No doubt.
But
no doubt.
Still probably a little bit of a reach to say she's like Queen Beyonce.
a bit over the top, but John Paul Jones, googly eyes, hard eyes emoji. The guy's in love. It's a shame that Tayshia is not interested at this point. Little mind games here from Tayshia. She starts talking about who, you know, who do you want to see come down the stairs? She, oh, you should go on a date, man.
Yeah.
This is the classic paradise passive aggressive breakup. Well, telling somebody they should keep an eye on the stairs.
she saw what happened to Katie and Chris. Katie said the similar thing to Chris, didn't mean to, but she saw the results of that. So Tayshia's like, oh, this is all I got to do to get rid of John Paul Jones? I'll just tell him he can see other people.
Very effective. Interesting move, because Tayshia has the guy. Tayshia doesn't have a rose. If she were in control, that would be one thing. But really, she's kind of like detaching herself from the sure thing to go after Derek, who I think obviously is pretty sure thing, honestly. He's the only single guy out there.
Yeah, and I just think that the top tier people here aren't nervous about going home. They've seen like too many. Like, how the hell is Blake still here? It's because he's a top guy and the producers are giving him roses all over the place. Like, Tayshia's not going anywhere. She's one of the lead people on this beach and she knows it. She's got immunity.
There's another person still on the beach that is, it's beyond belief. On paper, it's unbelievable that this person's still on the beach after this week, but he or she's not going anywhere. Tajwan shows up. She went home night one on Colton's season, I believe. Here to really shake things up, AB, okay? Now, her date card says, pick the Tajwan that you want. Okay, you get it?
Yeah.
Keep that in mind for later.
All right. I had forgot about that. I'm glad you pointed that out.
Keep that in mind. She goes, and the way she read it indicated, well, just keep that in mind, okay?
Okay.
Now, if you're not a big name coming down the stairs, like, oh, shit, that's Jen with the million Instagram. If you're just Tajwan with literally 3,000 Instagram followers, you got to uphill climb to get in the cool kids
group.
It's
tough. She entered at a bad time.
Yeah. Tajwan pulls aside John Paul Jones first. Goes fine. She asks him on a date. John Paul Jones accepts, agrees to go on the date, even though he loves Tayshia. This is best case scenario for Tayshia. She's all in on this couple.
Absolutely. Tayshia just smiling the whole time while her.
This worked.
The plan worked perfectly. Yep. I can get out of this without looking like a bad guy.
Literally, if she didn't say, hey, check out the next one to come down paradise,
he would have
John
not
Paul Jones
gone.
Would have rejected the date.
Absolutely. It's working like a charm. She's going to come out smelling like roses instead of having to dump John Paul Jones.
You got to respect it.
Yep.
This date between Tajwan and John Paul Jones, I'll say this. I think John Paul Jones did some sort of drug before this date, probably like an inhalant, but not like a drug, something that's not meant to be a drug. You know, he probably, like, his mind is works in ways that are different. Like, he probably, like, sniffed, like, toilet bowl cleaner.
Yeah,
and was like, all right, let's go. Just something nobody expected could be used as a drug.
Smoked it out of a coconut shell or something weird like that. Something weird.
He was acting differently. Okay?
He was. He was acting erratic, folks. He was erratic on this date. He couldn't stop laughing. Nothing was funny. He couldn't hold a conversation. It was weird. John Paul Jones, I agree, 100%, was up to something.
Speaking of Heath Ledger, the guy was laughing like the Joker from Dark Knight. Yes. This is also a Dark Knight podcast.
That's a fact, yeah.
JPJ toasts to their first Tajwan on one.
Okay.
And Tajwan thinks this is the funniest thing she's ever heard, even though
it's
the
on
same
the date
pun,
card.
The same the pun was on her day card. Okay.
He just stole it.
Also, is that the first time anybody's ever used Juan and substituted for one in your life, Tajwan? I find that hard to believe. All right. My take on this date, it was like if two regular people who weren't on the show snuck on the set and like pretended to be on the show. They're like, oh, don't eat the food.
What was going on with the food? It looked inedible.
Yeah.
I guess I always thought they didn't eat the food because they didn't want to look like no one eats and it looks good, you know? So maybe they don't want to be on camera.
Yeah. Good point.
Is what I thought. But John Paul Jones picked up the food and it looked like fake food. Is that what's going on here on these dates?
It looked like like a prop on a set of an alien movie. It looked like a blob of weird stuff. Now, I always thought they didn't eat. That's a good point, your opinion. I always thought they didn't eat because presumably the food's just been sitting. Like, there's no waiter or waitress bringing the food to them. It's just been sitting there for hours. But, you know, it was strange. Tajwan said, I'm not trying to get salmonella. JPJ coughs, burps it up, nearly vomits. I mean, really, it was, what a date this was. This was all I wanted out of a John Paul Jones date. There were bats flying around.
Anytime John Paul Jones is about to puke, it makes me laugh. I laugh and have a good time with it.
Think about him if he were The Bachelor. This would be, every date would be complete wild card. Is he going to puke or not? Is he going to do something you're not supposed to do?
John Paul Jones says he has a really sensitive stomach, which I found very funny because he's willing to eat everything.
And we'll skip ahead. Some real dancing occurs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, unlike Blake, they're sweating their asses off at that intimate concert, and then the date ends with John Paul Jones in a Speedo and Tajwan taking a dip in some sort of lagoon where they make out. It was an awesome scene, honestly.
Tajwan kind of annoys me, Rim. I'm going to come out and say it. She's acting like she's way too hot. I don't know what was going on with the... I don't know if that was a gimmick or a bit. Like, she had to be brought Gatorade, and like she's using like an electric fan, and she's like, oh god, it's so hot. Everyone else is just chilling.
It wasn't
and
a bit. She was
chilling.
Sweating her ass off, AB.
What's going on there?
She's glistening.
What's going on? Everybody's there.
She was acting in a way that I would have taken her to get medical attention earlier than occurred on the show.
Yep.
Because if she was serious, then your internal temperature, it must be through the roof. Back on the beach.
Wow.
I mean,
come on.
Treachery! Schmidt from New Girl. Okay, then we got the ladies from Colton's season talking about how bad of a kisser he is. Very
He's
unfair.
Dragging the man. It's completely unfair.
Out of nowhere, no one brought up names except one person, and it was your girl, Sydney. At no one's request was like, by the way, I'm talking about Colton. Sydney, Caitlin, Tayshia all said he stunk.
Yeah, it was tough to see.
Now, having said that, I'm Mr. Roast Kissing Technique on the internet, but still, it was just sad to see. I don't know these people.
You've probably said that a long time ago about Colton, so it's no big deal.
I refuse to go back in the archives to confirm or deny that, but it feels like it's probably true. Caitlin and her feelings for Dean, they're strong. Okay, she likes him even though... she knows all the indications are that he's another Blake, except probably worse match for her. Demi and Wells, she's at the bar, so Demi and Wells are chiming in with their... There's a little of a good cop, bad cop. Maybe bad cop, not as bad cop, because they're both kind of saying the same thing. Demi's just a little more upfront
about
it.
Well, it's time to sit down with Caitlin and be like, what the hell, what do you think is going to happen here?
Yeah.
It's that time.
In Caitlin's defense, I've looked at this Blake. I was like, this is a different... Or Dean. I looked at this Dean. This is a different Dean. I thought this guy's different.
I didn't think so at all. Yeah, I was with them too. Like, how long are we going to sit here with the lovey-dovey stuff and not look at the reality of the Dean situation? The man lives in a van. He has shown no interest in being in a relationship after this. But Caitlin is falling deeper and deeper in her feelings about Dean...
He's a good-looking guy.
And refusing to look into the future and face reality on what the situation actually is. So I was glad that Wells and Demi sat her down and had this conversation with her.
Now, you make good, valid points. I thought Demi was a little... She got a little more personal. She was like, harsh. She's going to two-time you. He's going to backstab and cheat on you. She didn't say that, but it was implied. Caitlin says, I didn't come here to date another Blake. Well, you must not have seen the triangle season then, because that's exactly what he is.
Caitlin gives the classic line that someone gives when they're feeling feelings for a known cheater. Okay? She says, no, it's different with me and him. It's different. You don't know what we have. It's the classic lines from someone that's dating a cheater.
He told me he's not going to do that.
No, it's different. You don't know what we got.
Listen. I was swayed. And I also liked these two. I liked them two kissing. Can we agree, a little aside, Can we agree that AB has never called anything more on the spot than Dean's reasons for being there last week? He said he's not here for a relationship. I was like, what? Turns out.
He's anyway, not here. Yeah.
The next day, Clay and Nicole spent the night together. I feel like a lot of people just, I think Hannah and Dylan did too. They just showed a bunch of people sleeping in the same bed.
I think it was just the hookup night.
Yeah. They had one of those in Love Island.
It was Clay and Nicole and some other people. Yeah.
Nicole says our relationship is stronger than any other couple in paradise.
Period.
Last year, I the goose said that, and I'm like, well, that's a death knell. Whenever you say that, it's over.
Look at
us
now.
They're married. So
look at us now, and they're going to make it.
You think they're going to make it?
Well, that's one of the things about me and weddings, and it doesn't, and not even just real life, like weddings I go to, but weddings I see on, anytime I see a wedding TV or whatever, I'm thinking, whoa, those two have a bond that I've never seen before and they're going to make it. That's something I'd fall for.
You'd have to have a pretty cold heart to watch a wedding on TV or otherwise and be like, yeah, I don't know about this. Like, everybody's really happy.
Yeah, that's true.
Dean and Kaylin talk. Kaylin wants to get on the same page, okay? She's scared, doesn't want to get hurt. She wants, keyword is wants to get on the same page. Dean, I think he said he's leaving for Spain immediately after Paradise, so no interest in settling down. What's weird is, so Dean traveling around, van guy. When I think of van life guys or girls, I think of people who don't want to go to dinner parties, like you said.
Yeah.
But I do expect them to be like open emotions, deep in the emotions game. But he's like, I don't want to talk about my emotions. I'm like, you're a van life guy. I thought you were supposed to be in touch. You know what I mean?
In touch with your emotions. Absolutely.
What else you got on this interaction?
He basically says he doesn't want a normal life. And he doesn't want to talk about his feelings. And he's going to take off in his van immediately after this is over.
It's right out here. I can see it from here.
It's right out back. At any given time, I'm going to hop in that van and leave. Okay?
He said, you'd be miserable as my girlfriend.
I also found it interesting. He said it's a convince me otherwise situation in terms of relationships. I'm not going to be in a relationship. You need to convince me why I would want to do all this. Why I would want to give up the van life.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. He's committed. He's pot committed to the van life.
You're going to have to convince me.
Van already.
I'm way this way van life. Yeah. You're going to have to convince me other way.
Yep. I own and live in a van. I'm not just going to stop doing that because it's just an easy switch I can flip. At least he's being honest. I mean, he's telling her straight up what the deal is with him. He's just like, listen, m'lady, I'm a vagabond. All right. There's no change in these stripes on this tiger.
That's true. And I agree with what you said there. But why did he come to this beach? The reasons he came here are not
literally
in
the
good
shampoo.
Faith.
Yeah, the shampoo.
That's it.
Dean is
and
not here on good faith. Yeah,
no. He says this like it's okay. It's like all of us came here to find a relationship. And now you're saying like, no, I didn't come. You're crazy. I didn't come here for this.
Not even a consideration. No, you are crazy. A relationship, please. No. John Paul Jones, extremely hungover from his date with Tajwan, obviously. Yeah. I've seen a hangover before. Yep. I've had a few in my day. He was hungover.
Absolutely.
Tajwan's raving about her date. Meanwhile, John Paul Jones probably doesn't remember any of it. Keep that in mind for later. All right, Haley, one of the twins shows up. The twins seem like a relic of a bygone era. It's been like 2 or 3 years
when they
first bonded the scene, but they seem like the
twins.
Isn't
it crazy how fast Bachelor and Bachelorette family moves? Like, they are old news. They used to be the it.
The
duo.
Attraction.
They were on the Ben and, what's her name, Lauren? Ben and Lauren Bushnell's TV show. They were like two of the most popular people on the show, had to be on Bachelor in Paradise every year. And I was a big Twins guy, so I was a big fan of this. They were fun and a good time. But now it's like, oh, the old dusty old Twins. They're probably like 24.
It's crazy. We chew you up
twins.
And we spit you out. That's what happens when they put 45 people on Paradise. Everybody gets so much exposure now.
And that's why Chris is old Chris now that he's 31.
And he's 32. 32. It's Derek's age. Anyway, she shows up. She's got a date card, pulls JPJ aside, only talks to JPJ, later has to literally wake him up to invite him on the date. And John Paul Jones hasn't spoken with Tajwan at this point, the day after their date, which is in poor form,
yeah,
I'll say. After John Paul Jones gets ready for his date, he tries to talk with Tajwan, but then is quickly distracted. Like, oh, Haley. All right. And then he sprints away.
That was the weirdest. That was just the epitome of John Paul Jones. Like, he sees something, a flash or something shiny in the distance, and it draws his attention.
I think
he was about to have a conversation like, hey, don't worry about this date. That's what I expected. But then he got distracted and he just left her.
I feel like Tajwan looked at the camera like Jim in The Office.
Oh, Jim,
I'm
the
sorry
office?
That took me so long.
I thought you were
going
to say Jim, but I was confused why it was taking you so long to come up with that.
Unlike all these millennials who are just now watching The Office, I've been watching 15 years, a long time ago. Right?
Okay. Okay.
Anyway, Tajwan, this begins Tajwan's spiral, and why wouldn't it? Okay, she just got rejected by essentially John Paul Jones. She's got no friends here. She's baking in the sun, surely hydrated, dehydrated, excuse me, and just also sad about her situation. So the doctor show up to take care of her. And by doctor, I mean guy who stayed at a Holiday Inn Express last night.
Have you ever seen a faker-ass doctor? Listen to me, Rim. The man was wearing fucking jeans, okay? He was wearing jeans with a Halloween costume, doctor's jacket, and jeans. What? No, it's not okay to be wearing jeans as a doctor. It's not, Rim.
He's on a resort. Well, maybe he wasn't. He's on call.
Then
okay?
Why are you even wearing your doctor's jacket then?
Well, he keeps that in his briefcase. The stethoscope was bright red. It looks like something like it comes with a sexy nurse Halloween costume is what the stethoscope looks like. Anyway, they just kind of walk up to her and they're like, she's dehydrated. Like, well, yeah, I mean, obviously,
of course,
get the woman some water. She just fainted on the beach. Anyway, Haley and John Paul Jones date. Believe it or not, there was not a lot of conversation shown on this date. They're riding horses. Before you know it, they're popping champagne, making out. What did you got on this?
Lotion. There's lotion all over. John Paul Jones getting handsy.
I thought he must have been still drunk from the night before.
Listen to me. He was under the bathing suit, okay? That's unacceptable. Double cup on the
under
booty,
the bathing suit,
under
yeah.
the bathing suit, okay? I've never seen
sunscreen
something
on.
So forward.
It was out of nowhere. They barely spoke before that. It was like a scene of a Bachelor in Paradise porn parody or something. Riding horses on the beach, and before you know it, clothes off. Strange. Back on the beach, if only Tajwan knew what was really going on. Still spiraling, obviously.
Crying.
She's crying. She's sitting in a chair. Save that hydration, honey. Don't cry. Sitting in a chair in the sun. I mean... I feel like she should have some supervision. Get her in the shade.
Someone help her.
Yeah.
Why are you allowing her? She just passed out on the beach. I'm going to go ahead and say the doctor didn't give her any tips on what she should do next. He just kind of...
Why don't you stay? You know, the producer should have been like, okay, like, get in the shade. This is not rocket science here. Yeah, the pool. Go inside the air conditioning, maybe. Anyway, I couldn't tell. We're making fun. I couldn't tell if she was really losing it or if she was...
I couldn't tell if it was a gimmick.
Yeah, she's shaking
shit. It seemed
like
it was a gimmick to me.
You never know in paradise.
It seemed over the top to me.
Well, again, it's plausible that it was really over the top because she stayed out in the sun all day.
That's true, yeah.
Anyway, John Paul Jones and Haley are back from their date. Make out hard. Very awkward interaction. Haley, JPJ, Tajwan at the bar. Now, Tajwan calls Haley a pigeon.
Mm-hmm.
And we, John Paul Jones and Tajwan, are seagulls. I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, this could be in reference to the famous Sporty Thieves song, No Pigeons, which is, of course, in reaction to No Scrubs from TLC.
Of course.
Is that what you took that as, too? Or does pigeon mean something else now with these kids?
I don't know what exactly it means. I don't know how it wouldn't be that. I don't know where the seagulls thing came from. The whole birds thing was confusing me.
Seagulls are also disgusting. That's the thing about seagulls.
I'm well aware.
Okay.
Listen, Rim, you don't have to tell me about birds.
That's true.
Birds. No, pigeons are disgusting. Seagulls are disgusting. All birds are disgusting, Rim. Like, I'm not trying to touch any bird. They're disgusting. Ugh.
I think Tajwan, AB's not lying, by the way. That's a long known fact
that's
about Alex Bradford. He's terrified of birds and they're all gross. And he's right. Birds are weird and gross. No offense to anyone with birds as pets. To each their own. I think Tajwan thought that seagulls were like the glorious, that's the bird you want to be.
Was she thinking of like doves?
Yes. Both she was white, definitely thinking kinda, of doves.
She's thinking of doves, right?
Yep. She's thinking of doves. Anyway, that ends with Haley leaving. John Paul Jones gives a shitty toast. Nothing to celebrate. Total nonsense. Tayshia and... Yeah?
Did you mention the toast? The worst toast of all time?
Yeah, I said it was shitty. That's all I said. It was incomprehensible. I mean, he was just like, oh, listen, I'm tired. And then they take shots.
I have it written down here if you want me to read it.
Yeah, I do.
He said...
I'll set the scene. It's bar close at your college bar where they do dollar shots of tequila. It's 2:30. Everyone's going home. These two don't really have a connection, but they're standing near each other, so this is what happens.
Hey, look. I had so much fun last night.
Are you going to do a John Paul Jones voice?
No.
Okay.
I'm not going to do a John Paul. You want to do it?
I don't have the chops.
I don't have the chops.
I'm saving my impressions for Connor later.
Okay, good. Good. He said, I had so much fun last night, but I also had so much fun today. Listen. I had a great this is word for word. Listen. I had a great time last night. I hope you did too. I also had a great time today. This is word for word, okay?
Okay,
but listen, word for word, Rim. He said, but listen again. But listen, I admire you, so just know that what I'm sure at this point is I'm enjoying our talk right now. This is word for word. As uncomfortable as it may be, as a man, I can certainly say I'm emotionally and physically drained. It's just all over the place. And then he ends it with cheers.
Anyway, it would have kept going if Wells wasn't like, is this your toast? Yeah. Is this real, JPJ? All right. That's pretty good. Tayshia and Derek. I'm emotionally and physically drained from listening to it.
Yeah.
Tayshia and Derek. Tayshia is out on JPJ. Derek's back on the market.
She couldn't care less about JPJ at this point.
No. You know, more power to her, but I do kind of get, like, upset a little when I buy into relationships, when I ship couples.
Yeah.
Okay. And then one person is just like, that was a joke.
Just kidding.
Yeah. Derek, you know, I got to lean more into the conspiracy theory. He tries to squeeze out some tears over Demi. It doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Tayshia gives him a big, you're allowed to have emotions, Derek. Are we supposed to believe that Derek is scared to be emotional? Because he cried his eyes out after getting sent home on The Bachelorette. That's Derek's brand. All right. Yeah. This is not a new, he's not reaching into new depths here.
Well, he didn't have tears because he really didn't have he didn't care.
AB, are you sure you want to be over here with me? Because
I'm not over here with you.
Your boy's getting some heat about that
theory. I'm not over here. I don't think. After seeing all this, there's no chance he's going to be The Bachelor, and we'll get to more on that later.
No.
But I do question some of his stuff. Like, John Paul Jones has some good points about the man. Okay, we'll stay tuned.
We'll see. All right, cocktail party. Anyway, they hug, no kiss. I thought they were going to kiss, but it was kind of it was a hug like, we're going to kiss later.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. She had her hand. Mm-hmm. Like on his neck.
You know
what I mean?
They were close.
Cocktail party. Okay. We're going to try and fly through this because we've been going for so long already. Christian is nervous about getting a rose because the men have roses tonight. Wonder how that will work.
Okay. Yeah.
Do you really think they're going to let you stay and then send you home like, oh, out of roses?
No roses.
Sorry.
No roses for the ladies.
Yep. Caitlin sets up a little VIP stagecoach, and wouldn't you know it, AB, Blake does a little twirl dance and they make out. What do you got on these two?
Did you say stagecoach?
She called it a stagecoach.
Oh.
She said, I set up our own VIP stagecoach.
Oh, she did. I didn't hear that. Did you say Christina? Or Caitlin. Okay, Caitlin. Okay, Caitlin. I got confused on who you're talking about. Caitlin said Christina set up a stagecoach for Blake. Okay, I'm on the same page.
Christina's not doing shit for Blake in terms of...
No, that's why you really had me thinking. I'm like, what did I miss? Did I miss a Christina making a love move towards Blake? But no, that's not the case.
Not in a million years. Nope.
Yeah,
Her hands are too busy holding the puppet strings. Go ahead. She can't set anything up, and she's making Blake dance.
Listen, there's nothing to say here, Rim, besides what you already said, which was Blake promised Caitlin a rose, okay? That's the only thing that needs to be said here.
Right now, you're 100% getting my rose, and I don't see that changing. Then Christina comes over, Blake and Christina talk, and Christina says, I'm just making sure you're making good use of that rose. He's about to give it to someone he likes, which is the point.
What do you mean? What good use is it giving it to you? That's my question. Christina at this point wants a rose bad, and she's leaning hard into Blake that I gave you the rose, the friendship rose. Now it's time to pay the piper. It's time to come pay what you owe, and it's a rose to me, friendship rose. Then we're even Stevens.
She had a spin on it, though. She said, if you give that rose to Caitlin, then another hot chick comes down, and then you have to get with her. You're going to break Caitlin's heart. You don't want to do that, do you?
Yeah.
Big time.
She got in his head. She got in Blake's head. That's clear.
Blake goes back to Caitlin and basically tells her that Christina said he couldn't give her his rose. He was just like, Christina said, I can't give you my rose. He said, I'm not 100% sure of what I'm going to do. There was a moment where you could see Blake realize, wait, did I get tricked? Or like he realized like, oh, wow, I'm so gullible. But then he like pushed that out of his mind and went back to being Blake.
This was also now
Blake and Caitlin up in the air. Go ahead.
This was also the point after Christina and Blake were done talking. Christina had some really mean one-liners these couple nights.
Yeah.
And here was the first of many. If he was interested in her, he would have went after at Stagecoach.
Yeah.
Okay?
God, she's...
That's mean. That's mean.
Tosses burns.
That's a burn. That's a mean... That's crazy.
Christina is not the same Christina we got to know a couple years ago, but...
She's more feisty.
I like her conniving ways.
It's
entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
Tayshia pulls Derek aside. We're skipping ahead a little bit. Derek
hold up,
is
hold up,
ready.
Hold up.
Blake. We got to skip stuff. Go ahead.
Blake tells her that he's not going to give her the rose again. And then he asks her, are you blindsided?
Yeah. Well, oh, my God.
Okay. Can't skip that over, Rim. He just had told her something. I'm going to give you the rose 100%. That's 100. Okay.
Gun to my head. Yep.
Are you blindsided by what I just told you? By then telling you the exact opposite of what I told you? Is that shocking to you?
I don't understand the fascination these people have with Blake as a potential partner. Just every conversation you see with him, he's wishy-washy, he's all over the place. You can see the voices going on in his head. Like, is this what I should say? Is this what this person...
It's not good.
Be straight up, Blake. Are you blindsided? That was the only time in recent memory the term blindsided has been applied correctly here. We'll get to that later. Tayshia pulls Derek aside. Derek's ready to hook up with Tayshia now. Okay. The requisite number of hours have passed.
Next time.
They kiss. I will say, this was cute, AB. He said, this is a cute line. We've had this friendship thing. I would love to break that barrier and see where it takes us. Then they kiss. It was a rom-com moment.
I'm okay with this couple, honestly.
JPJ sees this from afar and it shatters his heart. Dean gets Caitlin a cake because it's her 24th birthday. Wow. These kids. Caitlin's falling for Dean. She loves that gesture. Chris, Katie, and Jen. Katie thinks she's going home. Jen thinks Jen is staying. Jen and Katie each give one another ample time with Chris. It's a respectful exchange, a peaceful passing of the power, transfer of power. Katie tells Chris, I want this. Do you? And Chris can't give her that answer right now because you have to wait till the rose ceremony, Rook. All right. I'm not just going to tell you that right now. Stay tuned.
Come on, young buck.
Anything else before the rose ceremony I may have missed?
Nope.
Chris Harrison opens the rose ceremony with a little spiel about serious relationships. He says, I hope you guys respect that I'm going to change the rules. Demi, you're going to hand out the first rose tonight. Big shocker, AB. Did we? Now, I don't know about you, but I'm not sure I was expecting anyone to object to this, like this big rule change. Like someone's going to throw a fit over this, like they're taking our roses. It's not going to happen.
Now, did you? Is this what you thought the big surprise was going to be?
Of course. Yeah.
And see, I didn't. I guess
what
did I
didn't think it was going to be.
I don't know. I just thought he was flipping the game up. I fell for him again. I fell for what Chris told me again. I didn't realize it was the guy's turn to give roses. That would have probably tipped me off. But when I saw those, they've been hyping this up for a couple weeks. Like, we're changing the rules of the game. Yep. I'm like, oh, VIP switching up. But in fact, he didn't do it. Nothing's changed. He didn't change anything. It was he got me. Chris got me again.
I hate it. I hate when they do this. He said in the promo, it's the most shocking rose ceremony of all time. And I'm like, nothing has ever been so expected as one of them giving the other a rose. Yeah. That's the most expected thing I've ever seen.
There was nothing shocking about this.
I hate it. I hate that really grinds.
You got
like,
me. It was one of
the pet peeves of my life are number one, deep potholes that sneak up on me, and number two, bachelor promos that are overzealous in their claims. Agreed. Here are the roses. Dylan to Hannah, Clay to Nicole, Mike to Sydney, Dean to Kaylin, Blake to Christina. Friend Rose, Pied Piper, Pay the Piper Rose. She has finessed two roses out of this deal. And as someone else mentioned, she hasn't even kissed anyone in a month. Incredible performance by Christina.
Great job. She's adding a lot to the beach. I'm still a big fan.
We're big fans of her for different reasons than we used to be, right?
She used to be America's sweetheart. Now she's got that edge to her and she's just stirring
she's
the
puppet
pot.
Master.
She's
yeah.
stirring the pot of everything on the beach. It's incredible. Love it.
How embarrassing for Caitlin to not get this rose.
Yeah.
That's tough
it's
scene.
Sad.
Derek notably goes before John Paul Jones and gives his rose to Tayshia. John Paul Jones, no hesitation to Haley. The camera couldn't even get to his face in time to get him saying it. He's like, Haley, as he's lifting the rose. And then Chris, the big rose of the night, Chris gives his to Katie.
I was happy to see this.
Possible engagement couple, I gotta say. What do you think?
I was happy to see this. I'm a big Katie guy. I'm glad that Chris is matured a little bit, Rem, and he's looking for the real relationship. It's someone bared their heart and their soul to you, Chris. Reciprocate it. And he did, finally.
They actually like one another. There's no Katie's planning to get with someone else later, or Chris is like got his eyes on other people. This is it. This was it. They have crossed over into get them off my screen. They're boring territory. That's
Agreed.
How committed they are, I think.
Yep.
So the three going home are Caitlin, Tajwan, and Jen. Christina, we're talking about her a little bit, pulling some strings. She's starting to act like, have you seen Glow?
No, I haven't seen that.
It's pretty good, but people who watch Glow might like this. She's starting to act like Zoya the Destroyer, Allison Brie's character in the show. Blake decided to give his rose to me is easy choice. And then she like tricked him again. It was very funny. She owns Blake. Blake is the easiest. You just got to, he's like a stormtrooper. You just go do this, Blake. And he's like, oh, you just wave your hand. And then he's like, oh, I'll do that instead.
It's a relationship that I haven't been able to fully understand between them. Blake said they were best friends at one point. I don't know what's going on.
Well, they're best friends because Christina goes, we'll be best friends. And he's like, okay. Anyway, on that note, let's take a quick break before talking about the next episode.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
After the rose ceremony is how we begin the next episode. Kaylin's birthday. 24 years old. Everyone knows it's a big birthday. Okay. And she appreciates Dean for the wonderful cake, the song. Everyone on the beach sung the song and the rose, of course. She's like, listen, Dean, have I been calling him Blake? His name's Dean.
Dean, yeah.
We talk about serious things. We're talking about having kids. We're talking about the life we want in the future.
Really?
Strange they haven't shown any of that on screen, but I'll take your word for it.
We haven't seen any of that. The last we saw, he was basically telling you that this couldn't happen. And then he gave you a cake, and for some reason that made you think, like, that changes what he said. I don't understand.
He wants to get the mortgage. Yeah. No.
I don't understand. He just gave you a cake, a nice thing to do.
Dean pulls Kaylin aside, and he said, I didn't expect to have a real connection with someone. Dean basically said, listen, like AB said last week, I'm here for the shampoo, not here for the right reasons, but I like you anyway. I know that I won't be able to get where you need me to be at the end of this. It's time for me to go home. Yep. Our lifestyles are just not going to be compatible. What did you make of this breakup?
It's not going to work outside of this. I didn't like the timing. It's on her birthday. That seems a little much. Maybe either do it before the birthday or after, not on the birthday. That's just my opinion on breakup decorum.
Yep, I agree. As much as we like roses given out by people who leave immediately after, that's just rose decorum.
Yeah. Birthday decorum, the rules of birthday.
It supersedes that.
You don't break up with someone on their birthday.
Yeah, no, that's just have a little bit of thought. Put a little bit of thought to that. Come on, do it tomorrow morning, please.
Exactly.
So, Dean dips. Kaylin justified. Well, Kaylin heartbroken. I don't know.
Distraught.
Justifiably. I mean, there were warning signs specifically. This isn't going to work. That should have tipped you off.
Warning signs coming directly from the source. Yes, yeah. There were some.
The sign has said this. But for some reason, Kaylin claims, I thought he was my forever. He blindsided me. Power rankings of words that this franchise completely misuses all the time, removing all meaning from words. Number one, blindsided. People say blindsided just when something they don't like occurs. They're like, well, that's blindsided. Not quite. You should have known that was going to happen. Number two, this is a recent entry into the power rankings. Number two is clarity.
Clarity yep.
means either have a discussion, doesn't matter. If,
talk is yeah, what talk. It means.
Oh, they're having clarity over there. Or it means something you say as an excuse to go on a date with someone who's not your truly significant other. Oh, yeah, I'm going to go on the date. Clarity.
I got to get some clarity.
Yeah, it's clarity. And the old favorite, disingenuous, which isn't a word outside of this franchise, but it had a good run of constant use on one season of The Bachelorette. All right. The next day, John Paul Jones, despondent. Would you say over Tayshia
to have a mental breakdown
showing interest in Derek? I mean, he's not tearing up. He's really,
he's uncontrollably sobbing on the beach.
Yeah. And it only gets worse when Blake comes over to comfort him. Now, not sure I've ever seen these two interact before, but listen, sometimes you just got to put your hand on your boy's shoulder and say, it's going to be all right, man. When you're sitting shirtless,
had
you just
got to
sit there. Sit through the times.
Listen, I'm not positive. This is a good Blake helping out his buddy. Maybe Blake's not as bad as we all thought he was. He's a bad dude for girls, but he also gets tricked a lot. I don't know. I don't know the guy. I don't know what the guy's about.
No. No, I don't know. It's tough to get a handle on. Yeah. He goes back and forth. It was a kind gesture. I don't think he was fully prepared for the severity of the tears.
No.
He was like, oh, you're really, really sad, and I don't have anything to say.
this isn't what I was expecting when I came down here.
John Paul Jones said, "I've been looking for my wife since I was 18, man." The people who are perceived, it seems to me that the people who are perceived to be the weirdest oddballs are the ones actually on the show for the right reasons. Okay, John Paul Jones is, I think he's completely sincere. He's like, I need a wife and I'm coming here to get a wife. Cam was the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Annalise wants a husband more than anything in the world when she comes on these shows. And those are the three like oddball characters in recent memory. Everyone else who's like, you know, tier one, for lack of a better
term. There's some other reasons
here. There's other reasons
to be here. Yeah. He says, Tasia has everything I've been looking for. I mean, why did you go on those two dates and have your hands underneath Haley's bikini?
Yeah.
That's my question for John Paul Jones. Use your head, John Paul Jones. I think he...
Yeah, the hands like this. That's crazy.
The hands underneath the bikini, okay? Yeah. Bare ass. That's what John Paul Jones...
They'd kick you off Love for that. They'd be like, all right, get out of here.
Get these two out of here. No, they had to blur out what John Paul Jones was doing. He's going to say Tayshia is the girl of his dreams again. I mean, you shouldn't have done that then, John Paul Jones.
No.
But John Paul Jones apologist, I just don't think he quite understood, like... If I go on these dates, it's probably over.
Well, keep in mind, he went on the dates because Tayshia was like, go on the dates.
Told him to, yeah.
But, you know, he could have been more forthright about his feelings for her at the time. I don't presume to know what goes on in John Paul Jones' head. All right? I'm just here to watch him entertain me, and I thank him for doing so.
Agreed.
The crew gets invited to Chris and Crystal's wedding.
Goose.
Love a nice, heartfelt mass wedding invite the day of the event. Very heartfelt. Hey, shoebox, come to the wedding in 2 hours.
Get dressed. You don't have the attire. It's by the way, it's black tie affair, and we know you don't have that.
I mean, you're just setting these people up to look ridiculous. And probably some of them already been drinking or are hungover. It's just a tough scene. Clay is concerned about seeing his ex-girlfriend, Angela, former hot couple, Clay and Angela.
Mm-hmm.
She is a bridesmaid at the nuptials. Goose even introduced him to Angela.
Yep.
This is fucking real life situation.
This is real life.
Creeping
this
up
is real
now.
Life. I don't want to go to this wedding. That's the situation
but
Clay's
you have
in.
To,
but he has to go
Clay,
to the wedding.
Because his best friends are Goose and Crystal, which is weird, but that seems true.
Clay, I thought it was interesting, admitted at this point, he made a selfish decision showing up on the beach. Because
he said
that
already at this point?
At this point, he said it. Clay admits he made a selfish decision showing up here because it might hurt Angela. I found that telling.
As the episode went on, Clay revealed some things that I'll never go all the way over here, but pulled me a little towards Annalise's opinion.
Right here is where
things early on
where it started. Like
it started right here.
Annalise said you weren't here for like in good faith, and now you're kind of admitting to it a little bit.
I still think he came here in good faith, but he maybe could have taken Angela's feelings into account.
He acted
but he also said something. Clay apologized. He said something that brought it back to like, we'll talk about it later. Yeah. What are you going to say?
Nothing. Go ahead.
Goose and Crystal wedding. I'm sad that Crystal's not going to be on these shows anymore, AB. I like Crystal. I'm sorry.
I like Goose and I like Crystal.
There, you don't like Goose. Come on.
I did after this. That's just one of those things.
It's just wedding day.
It's just one of those wedding things with me.
AB just... What a weird thing. I mean, he's still Goose. Everyone called him Goose at this wedding.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, can't believe these two are getting married. Actual wedding guests dressed appropriately, as you might expect. Except for Joe. Grocer Joe. Appeared to be wearing a t-shirt.
Oh, he didn't have a blazer?
I think he borrowed a jacket from the bellhop at the hotel. Why did he walk in? It didn't fit. He was like, there's a wedding? Give me your jacket.
I would have appreciated more Joe time, to be honest. We only saw him the one time.
There was a lot of people who got no time. Eric Bigger was there. No time.
Oh, he was?
That's the only one I can name. He was deep in the background.
You spotted him?
Yeah, I spotted him. I did the thing with my hands. Yeah. Like, what's going on, Eric?
What's going on? It's Eric. Whole Bachelor family was here. It was good to see everybody. A lot of people.
Everybody who was anybody from the last several years. so mostly white people, was there. Kaylin is still crying because of Dean.
Yep.
Going to a wedding is the last thing I want to do right now. Her tune changes as soon as Connor S. shows up. I mean, instantly. She starts talking about Connor's a better match for me than Dean. I'm glad Dean left. Connor is gorgeous. Instantly. Another real-life situation, I might add, is what goes down at weddings. Hot guy strolls in. Oh, what's going on over there? Bing, bang, boom. Hookup. What do you got on this?
About Connor and Kaylin or about the wedding in general?
Well, we can move on to John Paul Jones fuming, if you want to.
I just wanted to note again that the Bachelor in Paradise crew was very underdressed for the wedding.
It was embarrassing.
Dylan was wearing a t-shirt, okay?
He had a jacket on. Dylan was not the one you wanted to call out here. He had a jacket on.
No.
He must have put one on in the wedding. He had a jacket on.
Really? Okay.
John Paul Jones didn't button any of his buttons on his polo shirt. I want to mention one thing about the wedding itself. Obviously, these two look great. John Paul Jones out of line talking to Tayshia, trying to win her back at the wedding itself.
Right before the bride walks down the aisle, he's talking to her about Derek and how he's not good for her.
Angela, this became a topic later, but when she came in, she strutted in like a true ex-girlfriend bridesmaid whose boyfriend is there and with his new flame while they're on TV would. She was like, bow, popping the bang, the hair a little bit. Just like, Angela came in, the world stopped.
Stunting. You like what you see, Clay? You can't have it anymore.
Yeah, can't have it. Pop the hips as she walked by him. Clay and Nicole, obviously on the aisle. They were placed there.
Placed on the aisle.
And then they got married. Anything else on that?
No. Can't think of anyone I'd rather have marry me than Chris Harrison.
He even shaved. He doesn't shave very often anymore. Clean shaven.
Yep.
Post-wedding cocktail hour. A little bit of gossiping going on among the nation. I think JPJ introduced himself to the families. JPJ definitely like... He was definitely, when he was 9 years old, was the kid who knew all the manners there are to know at a young, around adults.
Absolutely.
Like, nice to meet you, sir.
Yep. Blah, blah, blah.
John Paul Jones tells Katie that Derek is full of shit. Okay. Here's where the bombshells started dropping. If they're true, allegedly. I believe them. Derek has expressed to me multiple times that he reaches out to his fans and takes advantage of them sexually. A man that takes advantage of women because of this very temporary status that he's acquired doesn't strike me as a man of integrity. Big integrity guy, John Paul Jones.
Yep.
Then John Paul Jones goes to Demi and tries to get her to like talk bad about Derek.
Did you forget that Derek and Demi were like the thing?
He forgot. He totally forgot.
Derek at this point is just going around to anybody that will listen and telling them that Derek's a bad guy.
He literally goes up to Demi and is like, what do you think about Derek? He's an asshole, right? And she's like, no.
Absolutely not.
She looked at him
not.
Like he had two heads. Like, why would I say bad
about?
Things about Derek? There's cameras right there. What are you talking about? And then the real money line for me, this was a big night for Bachelor adjacent podcast. AB John Paul Jones said he needs content for his podcast. And that's the only reason he's doing these things.
Wow.
Through the looking glass, strange world we live in when a storyline on The Bachelor becomes people are doing things for their podcast.
Yeah.
Now. Weird.
Agreed.
What do you got on confrontation? John Paul Jones and Derek.
John Paul Jones is fuming by the end of this, and I'm not sure what made it. Was something set him off at some point. He's fuming, and then he says, when the trash starts to smell, you got to take it out. And then he storms over to Derek, storms through the wedding, like weaving in and out of people. Everyone, he's way too mad. Everyone notices, and then he confronts him. It comes in way too hot.
It was this would have been a reasonable reaction if Derek like punched John Paul Jones's mom in the nose and then went about
absolutely.
His day.
Absolutely. This would be how you'd walk up to him.
And then you finger wag and you're pointing and you're like, don't you do that again, that type of thing. But really, not that severe.
Well, John Paul Jones is just on a mission, okay? He's going to take down Derek. And his bachelor hopeful.
Yeah.
He did it for us.
He brings up what Derek said to him, allegedly, about what he does with the fans. And Derek, I at that tried to like jump in and say like, whoa, man, like you can't just say that. But the way he reacted made it seem like, I feel like, you know, he's like, the way John Paul Jones' big thing was like, am I saying anything that's not true? Say, tell me if I'm lying. And Derek never said you're lying.
Derek knows he was caught, and he's, the way he responded was like, I can't believe you're bringing this shit up. I said that to you in confidence. I said that to you in confidence, John Paul Jones. We were just, you know, locker room talk. That's how Derek looked when he was...
This is another indicator that John Paul Jones doesn't separate real life and show life like most of these other people do. He's like, no, I'm here for a wife, and this is, I got beef with you, and I'm going to handle it here. Everyone else kind of...
Derek is like glancing at the camera like, wait, the camera's right there.
Are you
going
to stop this guy? Are you going to let him do this?
Is he going to be blowing up my spot right now? This is...
Yeah. All right, moving on from that confrontation because it continues later. Chris and Crystal... The newlyweds invite a few people from Paradise to their reception.
What was this about?
Strategic invites. Yeah, come to the wedding. A select few of you are going to really get to come to the wedding.
Yeah, but why do it in front of everyone, too? He's like, Bachelor in Paradise, people, come on over. And then basically did like a dodgeball, you know, captain's
team selection.
And then all the losers on the beach had to stay. Yep. I don't understand. Why couldn't you just go up to them individually, you know, like... Why'd you have to do it, make it such a... And it wasn't just the Bachelor in Paradise people that came over. Like, everybody came over.
Everyone saw
everybody
the team get picked.
Saw the people. He's like, Clay, Mike. And you could tell right off the bat, it's like, this is the A-listers. There's no B-listers here. All the A-listers get to come to the actual wedding dance.
It had nothing to do with
if they knew
Chris
them.
Or Christina knowing them at all, because they didn't know
invited. What does Mike have to do with either of them?
Mike doesn't know any of those people at all. Hannah G, Dylan, Kaylin, Blake, Mike, Christina, Tayshia, Clay. So we separated some couples. We separated Clay and Nicole, and Kaylin and Christina are single, ready to mingle. Tayshia and Derek are separated. It's very strategic here. Mm-hmm. And yeah, Mike, like, Mike, come hang with, like, come up to first class, buddy. That's what this was. Okay, back on the beach. Nicole is certain that Angela, whom she now hates.
Yeah, that seemed a little strong. I didn't like, she said, I hate Angela. That seemed unnecessary.
Haven't met yet. You don't know.
Yeah, she didn't do anything to you yet.
I mean, she's convinced that Angela is responsible for Clay going to the reception so she can win him back or something along those
lines. Despite Clay probably being, he would have been invited had this not been a Bachelor in Paradise
he
thing.
Probably should have been a groomsman, so I'm not sure that's a good claim. Now, you could argue that maybe Clay should have gotten a plus one.
Yeah,
into the,
that's fair. that's true. She might have something to do with
Angela's,
that.
I don't think Angela's making that decision as the bridesmaid. Blake is moping at the reception.
He's ruining the wedding. Get him. Get this guy out of here. He's killing the energy in the room.
I don't think he did, though, because everyone who was there was having a great time roasting him to shreds.
Yeah, that's true.
Even Chase McNary was like making stagecoach jokes. Astrid said he should leave the country. People are just ripping the poor
people
guy.
People are roasting
pieces.
Him. Yep.
You want to talk about Kaylin and Connor a little bit?
Connor gets pulled aside first by Christina. I want to make note of that. They have a long conversation. There seems to be something there. Right after that, Kaylin. Christina and Kaylin just have similar tastes in men, Rim. That's what.
Yep.
That's
a fact.
There's no shame in that. They're both
their
acting surprised. It's
hot
like
guys.
You guys obviously like all tall, white, hot guys. That's nothing wrong with that.
Who you can kind of trick
taste.
Into doing things.
Yeah, you can kind of be the puppeteer of that person. Anyways, Connor pulls Kaylin aside. They're both interested, and then they make out. I didn't see that coming.
Not a lot of deep insight and thoughtfulness.
No.
Here. Connor says something, you know, with his voice, and then, they start making out.
With his voice.
My feeling was that these two have probably met before.
I got
that
feeling,
way.
Too. Yep.
I got that feeling. She's like, oh, so glad you're here. And he's like, totally glad you're here, too. A couple things that Kaylin said that just completely undermined everything she just said about Dean was that I've been waiting for Connor to come down the beach the whole time.
Surprising.
I'm huge into Connor.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel duped because I believe when Kaylin and Dean were a thing, I believe that was a real couple. And now I don't know if I'm going to get duped again.
Be true. potentially.
So she was thinking about Connor the whole time she was with Dean?
Or
were you
Dean
really,
just
were you
came
really
around.
Heartbroken when Dean left?
I just think Dean was a pleasant surprise, a drifter that drifted through her life. And then Connor, yeah. She kind of forgot about Connor for a while. And then when he left and she saw Connor, she's like, oh, yeah, that's I was hoping right. Connor would be here.
That's a big time Kalen spin zone for me to be there.
I'm a Kalen guy.
Nicole Clay. Really?
Yeah, I like Kalen. I like Kalen.
Nicole Clay and Angela. Nicole thinks Angela is the puppet master here.
Okay. And Annalisa. I want to point that out. She butts in here too. She butts in here. I want to make sure you note that Annalisa sticks her nose into some business that has nothing to do with her. She makes herself a part of this. But yes, go ahead.
So Nicole has Tayshia at the wedding to be her eyes. Mm. And she's upset that Angela didn't even introduce herself to me. I'm not sure why she would, frankly. She doesn't know you exist. You just got with Clay a week ago and you've been secluded on this beach the whole time.
Are you confused in thinking that this is airing real time and like she's watching what's happening on the beach? Like she has no clue that you and Clay are together.
So Clay's at the reception and he pulls Angela aside and he's... totally fine to do, obviously, if they haven't seen each other since this breakup.
Long-term relationship. You don't just freaking ignore each other if you're adults, and both of these people seem like they are.
Of course not. Some of the things Clay said, though, were like, oh, okay, Clay. He said, I just care about you a lot, which is a nice thing to say. And true, one would expect him to still care about Angela's existence. But he said it probably 10 times. Mm-hmm. And he said it like, He said it like he wanted to say, I still love you, but he had to catch himself a couple times. Bold claim from me, but... And then he said it's the hardest thing he's ever done, ending thing with Angela. This is when I thought he said, oh, it was selfish to come here.
He said it then, too. Yeah.
Said it then, too. Hand on her thigh.
Wow. I noticed.
Okay, if I'm Nicole and I see it, I'm like...
Get your hand off her thigh,
get
please.
Get your fucking hand off her thigh. Clay says when they were together, he was still trying to make it in the NFL. And his agent called and said, dream's over, buddy. Agent probably tired of having to deal with this guy who's not focused on the league. And then Clay had to figure out what to do with the rest of his life. So that's part of why he came to Paradise. You don't buy that explanation? I buy it fully.
I can buy that explanation. Okay, so I guess I took it differently. I took that as part of the reason why he broke up with her. Was this completely after... they had broken up?
I think he was... I took this as he was explaining why he came to Paradise.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
And on the surface, it sounded like I had to figure out, you know, I got to find a partner now. But I think he, wink, wink, nod, nod, meant like...
a job.
This was a business decision to come to Paradise. Yeah. And, which is kind of... I don't know. I don't hate it if you're honest about it. And also, like, those athletes who are, like, on the fringe of making it in a sport, and they're 20. Clay's almost at 30, I think.
Yeah.
And that's all you've ever done? You have no real-life job experience or anything like that? Like, that's a scary thing for that just
absolutely.
To end, because it's over for him.
Yeah.
And now he has to figure out what he's going to do.
I can't
so
think
I
of a better time.
For Instagram
I can't think
followers.
Of a better time to come on Bachelor in Paradise than after your dreams just got crushed.
Well said. Anyway, back on the beach.
Wait, you didn't say the really damning part about Clay. I got a note here.
What did he say?
Angela to Clay was like, I don't understand why you're here. You told me you can't envision ever talking to anyone else romantically. You told me you needed to be alone and find yourself.
Not great.
Well, he's here Clay for business. Clay was getting exposed out here. He said, I can never imagine anyone else as my wife. These were really damning quotes from Angela.
It was tough
as a Clay fan to see that. It turns out all these guys are scumbags.
You know, the shine is off Clay a little bit, but I think he likes Nicole. Clay's an odd duck, too, so I don't know always what's going on with him. But, yeah, if that's true, tough scene. Back on the beach, John Paul Jones and Derek. JPJ thinks Derek just wants to hook up with fans and add gossip to his podcast. Major, major faux pas by this podcast, who we will not name. To not put Derek Peth's name in the name of your show in time for this night's episode. You can't search his, you can't search Derek Peth podcast or whatever in the app. It doesn't come up.
Wow.
Insanity. What a missed opportunity for this show, which we will not name. Unbelievable. We should have put Derek Peth in the name of our podcast. That would have been something.
Yeah. Trick some anyway, people into it.
Yeah. Unbeknownst to me, Derek says, John has had a thing for Tayshia. Derek. Tayshia gave him a rose. Come on. They went on a date, please.
Come
they didn't
on.
Go on a date.
No, they
Did
didn't
they
go
on a date.
No, they didn't go on a date, but they had dates.
Yeah.
They were hanging out for like a week. You're telling me you didn't know?
Anyway, they talk more about, they fight, you know, nothing really. They're fighting now, by the bar with Wells. Nothing really happens. You got anything on this?
I don't love how John Paul Jones argues. He doesn't let you talk. I didn't love that. It's very immature of him. He wouldn't let Derek talk at all. So it was hard to even gather.
He literally goes, nope, nope, nope.
Yeah, I felt like Derek was, Derek's lying, right? So what I've gathered here is you think, like I think, that John Paul Jones is telling the truth.
He's saying things that if Derek could refute,
he would refute.
He would refute instantly. Yeah.
So why not just let Derek talk and spin himself even further into the ground? Like the way John Paul Jones went about it, it didn't hit for me.
Yeah, he could have been more successful, I think, and said that he came off worse.
Yeah, John Paul Jones came off worse. Yeah,
he strikes me as a guy who like gathers all his points that he's going to make in his head, memorizes them, goes into the confrontation, says them, and then when the other person tries to, you know, rebut, he's just like, nope, nope, I already said my things. Don't mess me up here. I got all the things up here. I said those. Don't say anything else. That's it. And then he walks away.
Great analysis.
When Derek did get to speak, I feel like a scumbag, but he played the, I've been through so much.
Yeah.
You don't know what I've been through.
Yeah, okay,
He said, you don't understand the weight of what I've been through. You got broken up with? Like, what? Why is your heartbreak so much worse than anyone else?
He seems to be latching on to, like, Demi coming out on national television. Like, that has to do with him? That's not a difficulty for you, Derek. You're an ancillary piece of that. Of her coming out, I guess, but that had nothing to do with you, and that's not a weight that you had to deal with.
There's no cross he had to bear
all
here.
All you had happened to you was you got broke up. That's the only thing you personally dealt with. Just because they came out and you were kind of a piece in the story doesn't mean you came out.
You could argue that since they're still here, it's hard to see, but he doesn't seem to be acting like it's difficult, and he's already moved on, so... Anyway, the next day, Kaylin is bummed. That was a shitty confrontation. The next day, Kaylin is bummed Dean is gone, but also bummed Connor isn't here after they kissed last night. Wait a second. That's Connor's music, AP.
Here it comes.
Can't believe the guy who had never met Chris and Crystal but was at their wedding ended up coming to paradise. Couldn't believe that.
That's shocking.
Connor and Kaylin chat. More of the same. They're both hot. They're just both hot. So
yeah, both hot people. I'm a little upset that Connor wasn't here earlier. He's one of the biggest names from the most recent season. Why was he not a day one guy? I just don't understand. Why did we have so many of these other people? Why was Cam there before Connor? Someone explain that.
Cam
to me.
Would seem like a good Cam would be a good late entry guy.
Great late entry guy. Or why was Christian there before Connor? Like, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Or just Adam. You don't have to replace anybody. Just fucking
Adam. Just throw him in there. Throw him and another girl in there. Why was Connor not there way earlier? I feel like he was one of the biggest names. He obviously blew it on his bachelorette season, but I feel like people still loved the guy.
Well, we thought he was a contender after the sticky note thing. We should have known he had no shot. Anyway, they go on a date. A guy who looked like an extra from Mad Max Fury Road just tells him to paint each other with their hands.
And then he leaves. No more instruction. No more instruction on what to do.
I hope he left. Turned physical quickly.
Yes,
no conversation. All paint, all make out, all day.
Hands are all over the place, making out.
To Connor, in Connor's defense, he kept his hands above board, unlike some.
Yeah, they didn't
John
go
Paul
under
Jones.
The swimsuit. John Paul Jones.
Anyway,
Christina mentions that Kaylin's only there to take her leftovers. Just thought I'd throw that little shot in there.
God, she's mean now.
That's just little one-liners that really hurt.
Yeah.
That are going to be really hurtful when Kaylin sees them.
This is a little segment I like to call Y'all Trippin'. Okay.
Okay, good segment name.
This is Tayshia and Nicole are talking.
These girls are Tayshia tripping.
They're tripping. All right. Now, even though you did convince me a little bit that Clay is maybe a little sleazier than I thought taking these notes, but Tayshia doesn't think Clay did enough to, quote, show off Nicole at the wedding. Keep in mind, they're at a wedding a week after kissing for the first time, essentially. Also, we only saw like 2 minutes of the portion, so we don't know.
And it's his first time seeing his girlfriend, his ex-girlfriend, long-term girlfriend. A lot going on.
Tayshia goes so far as to say, Clay chose Angela over Nicole last night. Did you agree with that, AB? What? Some people agree with that.
Who could agree with that?
What kind I don't of know spin how he chose zone? Angela.
What kind of spin zone is that? What did he do?
Well,
just the hand on the leg was the one thing.
Yeah, that might have been that could have been it.
That was the one thing.
If she saw that, she wasn't in the room.
I mean, chose her over. There's a difference between still having feelings and choosing her over Nicole. Like, maybe he still has feelings for her, but I don't think he was out. I don't think he chose her.
And the phrase "still has feelings" implies that maybe he wants to get back with her.
Yeah.
No, he just like cares about her happiness still. It hasn't been that long.
That
they
know.
Almost got married.
We'll
it's understood. Yeah. I just thought, you know, it's reasonable to expect these adults to, like you said, acknowledge one another, smooth out any disagreements about the ending of their relationship, not ignore one another, but Tayshia made it seem like Clay cheated on Nicole.
Yeah.
By talking to Angela.
Tayshia was stirring
the hand
stuff
on
up.
The hand on the thigh thing, though.
Hand on the thigh was... a little much. I don't know if she would have saw that, even, though. I don't think that's a part of what she's talking about. Tayshia's stirring stuff up and gassing up Nicole to go talk to Clay. That's what this is
about.
She
whipped her into a frenzy. Yeah. She whipped her into a frenzy. Anyway, it worked, so Nicole's upset about that. Quick back on the date. Kaylin says, Dean and I never would have worked.
She says,
can you understand why he left then?
Yeah.
Kaylin? I mean, do you get
isn't
it
that
now?
Exactly what he said? Kaylin says, Dean leaving was actually great because it never would have worked. Okay.
This was an ideal situation.
And then Rose takes a couple shots at him for his van, too. A couple cheap shots. A couple cheap shots. A lot of cheap shots being thrown out by lots of people.
Yesterday, she was all about Dean. Yeah. At the wedding. She was crushed that Dean wasn't there at the wedding with her.
I mean, you can't roast him for being in a van. You were just with the guy that was living in a van. That's you. Like, you were just with him.
Cheap shots. Cheap shots,
it's
baby.
Cheap.
Clay pulls Nicole aside. Long story short, Clay apologizes. He's honest with her. Says he still cares about her. He still cares about Angela. Nicole, unfortunately, takes this to mean he still has strong feelings for Angela. And Tayshia thinks that if Angela comes down those steps, Clay and Nicole would not be together anymore.
That seems a bit dramatic.
We're going to be able to test that theory, AB, because Angela's music hits. She strolls down the steps. Chaos is going to ensue next week. We got another triangle to keep
it's
up
great.
With.
It's great. And Rim, I just want to point out, the producers on Bachelor in Paradise have really outdone themselves this season. This has been an incredibly entertaining season. They're pushing all the right buttons at the exact right times. I love what they're doing.
Well, with my reservations about the Demi and Derek storyline, I agree. I think the first couple episodes were perfectly, impeccably produced. They are pulling the levers at the right time. I still have a bad taste in my mouth because of how much appears to have been orchestrated off screen by the people on the show. Inmates running the asylum a little bit.
Sure.
But producers, while operating the traditional BIP mold, are doing their best with what they got here. And there's a lot of big names. There's a lot of shit that happened this week.
Yeah, agreed.
You know, Tajwan and Haley they came and left.
Well, Haley's still there, I think, but...
Haley's still there. Yeah,
but the storyline's over.
The storyline's over. Yeah. Okay, let's move on to the mailbag, AB. The mailbag, can you formulate a question for next week, by the way?
Yeah, I already got one.
Okay. The mailbag number is 773-234-7794. Last week, we asked LGBTQ plus listeners of the show, you tell us what the Demi and Derek and Christina storyline, how you received that. And also, in a few cases, now that the show has dipped its toe in the water, what do you expect or what do you want moving forward?
I've never been more excited for responses. Can't wait.
Thank you to everyone who texted in. First up, no particular order. Brianne from Missouri. I'm a bisexual listener of the pod, and I agree with the complaints online that bringing Christian on the show feels very forced, and I don't think they would have done it if Demi was dating a guy back home. I stop agreeing with people when they take issue with this, though. Producers are always doing ridiculous manufactured things to get good ratings, and at least this time it helps the LGBTQ plus community be represented on TV. Thank you, Brianne. It's going to seem like we're flying through here, but... hey, Rim and AB, this is the next text. Hey, Rim and AB, big old lesbian here! Exclamation point. Demi and Christian were literally incredible. They have handled this perfectly, and if it goes south, I'm going to be so upset. Speaking on behalf of many WLW, women-loving women, we are sick of seeing ourselves portrayed as sleazy. They let them have a real love connection on national TV, and my girlfriend and I were screaming the entire time as this happened. They were sweet, kind, gentle, and not dramatic about what went down. It was grown up and classy, and I was so relieved to see that.
Nice.
It means so much to even just have all the other contestants support them. It'll make so many people question their beliefs. Perhaps they were negative before about how they might be thinking, but now they might be thinking, hey, if Hannah and co support them, then maybe I should too. What I would love to see going forward is same-sex bachelor-bachelorette seasons and the rules changing for Bachelor in Paradise that girls and boys can have same-sex, can give same-sex members their roses too. Is that too much to ask? This is from Emily, San Francisco Bay Area. Bay Area? That was my E40 wannabe impression. Bi Bachelor fan here. I don't like how contrived the Demi Christian Derek narrative seems or the way they play into the quote confused bisexual trope. But that is the danger of one story being the only story, and I appreciate any representation at all at this point. I especially like how Demi's sexuality is not presented as an insult to Derek's masculinity, and I think they managed to show two beautiful blonde women kissing as a glimpse of romantic connection between them without reducing their intimacy to a bow-chicka-bow-wow performance for the viewer. Parenthetical, though, not that I was unaffected, winky face. Thank you, Emily. This is the next text. I'm a bisexual woman who very recently came out to my family. My take on Demi and Christian is that it's amazing to see Demi's experience play out on national TV. I really relate to her confusion in all this and trying to find herself. It can be hard for bisexual people because we are genuinely attracted to the opposite sex, which can make us wonder if coming out is even worth it to avoid conflict with family and friends. Very interesting point. But it is so important because this is part of our identity. That being said, I hate the double standard that's happening. If Derek brought his girlfriend on the show, it would be a huge deal. Just look at how Blake is being treated for hooking up with people before the show when he was single. So yeah, people aren't wrong for thinking that part of it isn't cool. Just my take. AB, it's almost as if no group is a monolith in their thinking. Very interesting. Something to think about. Morgan, lesbian from Chicago. If the show were to start intentionally casting some LGBTQ contestants in order to have more of these relationships on Paradise, it could be messy because it opens up the possibility of contestants finding relationships with each other instead of the lead. Ooh. Also, I fear these relationships would be exploited by producers and or would receive hate from the not-so-open-minded viewers. So as great as it is to have representation with the Demi and Christian relationship, I don't see an LGBTQ narrative coming, continuing with this show. That's a couple interesting points there. One, an overarching, I don't trust the producers of the show to handle it well, which I find myself in that camp too.
Yep.
And also you watched the Tila Tequila show. I feel like that was a big part of it. Even back then, contestants entering relationships with one another and not focusing on the lead anymore, which kind of undermines almost the point of that show.
I agree, Rim.
Leanne from Boston. I'm bisexual like Demi. My take may be controversial, but I found having to sit through her coming out repeatedly to Hannah in her intro, to Katie, to Tayshia, to Derek, to Chris Harrison, to producers and her in the moments, and then to the island as a whole. Side note, that's a lot of coming out scenes on the show. I didn't realize there were that many. There was literally like 9 of them. I found it really boring. I wanted to screen the pop-up that said 5 minutes later and we could skip having to hear the same story over and over again. The whole storyline was incredibly drawn out. This could have been a half episode at most.
Wow.
Your Love Island comparison is apt. They also had a bisexual storyline, but it didn't feel like they were making a big deal out of it. I'm happy for the representation, and I'm glad that Demi isn't the punchline to a bunch of jokes, but it got old for me. Also, Christian has been low energy so far and not particularly compelling on screen. Still, glad Bachelor in Paradise caught up with the times. Thank you, Leanne. I have to agree, Christian is
she
like...
She doesn't add a lot.
What the fuck am I doing here? This is from Lee. I love seeing Demi and Christian. Speaking as a queer person, there is so much internalized homophobia you go through. Like feeling that kissing someone of the same gender is gross, let alone doing anything else. Seeing it happen as naturally as it would with a hetero couple was amazing. You got to break up my voice, AB, for the listeners here. You got to chime in with stuff.
I'm loving all these responses, and I'm trying to, you know, wrap my head around everything.
A lot of good,
these are all good. A lot of good perspectives, and I'm really enjoying this.
Couple more. Callie from Connecticut. As a lesbian Bachelor franchise super fan, I feel very conflicted about the Demi Christian storyline. One part of me is so excited to actually see myself represented on screen, and Demi's love for her girlfriend feels so genuine, and the support she's gotten from her castmates is so touching. Yet on the other hand, I just wish that this relationship didn't feel like it was introduced solely to make the show seem progressive, and aspects of the whole saga feel very staged and manipulated. I just wish things had transpired more organically, like on the later season of Bachelor in Paradise Australia, where there were multiple bisexual female contestants that dated one another without any real producer prodding.
That's interesting. So there's been other Bachelor franchises that have
dipped their toes.
Yeah, that's interesting.
And it could have happened on this one if they didn't insist on joking about it, like with Jamie. Jamie's like, I don't know, who found America first? It wasn't Christopher Columbus. Leif Erikson? Jamie gets no credit. Leif Erikson gets no respect. Little fifth grade social studies joke there. This is from Lily. I identify as bisexual/pansexual. Personally, I was super happy to see Demi and Christian together, even if it stemmed from an unnecessary, maybe even pre-written drama. Mike for Bachelor all day, every day. Derek, this is parenthetical. Mike for Bachelor all day, every day. Derek could never hold this show up. I think from here, though, the best way to have representation is to make being gay not such a big deal. It just needs to be a part of the show like every other relationship and not completely define their identity. Also love to see a lesbian couple, but it's super important to recognize that while it's two white cis women, and there are so many other people in the LGBTQ community who are not represented on any platform,
absolutely,
like LGBTQ people of color, mm-hmm, trans folks, as well as the non-binary gender fluid community. Where are we? It's a start, and that's what matters, but they have a long way to go. Thank you, Lily. This is the last one. I'm a closeted bisexual in a heterosexual marriage, and seeing Demi come out on this show and seeing the insane love she had with Christian had me in tears. I finally had someone to relate to. I've been starting to explore the idea of coming out, and my husband is super supportive, but there's a real element of fear that Demi did a great job of navigating. It gave me hope for myself and for the future of the franchise. Would love to see more LGBT representation in the show, though it would be great if it seemed less orchestrated by producers. Thank you all for writing in. AP, any reaction to that?
No, just thank you for giving the different perspectives. It's one thing for us to talk about it who really don't,
two
guys talking about something we probably have no business talking about. So it's good to get other people's perspective on here.
There are times, you know, the Rim and AB talking about this show, especially when it started, was a bit in itself to have us talking about this show seriously. Occasionally the show wades into territory where us talking seriously about the show doesn't work as well. I think this is one of those scenarios. So it's good to have that. Other people chime in. We appreciate it. AB, do you have another mailbag question for next week?
Yeah, it's not as heavy of a mailbag question as that one, but I want to know, coming off the wedding, we saw lots of the couples and the people in Bachelor Nation. I want to know who your favorite couple is currently.
I like that.
Bachelor Nation. It could be married, could be just together. Who is it? A lot of marriages and engagements have just happened. Rachel just got married.
Yeah.
Adam and Raven got engaged. There's a lot of people out there. You got Joe and Kendall on the horizon. Jordan Rogers and what's her name just got re-engaged.
JoJo.
Yeah. JoJo and Jordan Rogers just got re-engaged. I don't know if you saw that.
I did see that.
Yeah.
It's strange how the couple... As viewers, you go, oh, I hate that couple. Those are the ones that make it.
Yeah, all the ones we didn't like, those ones are making it.
The mailbag text number is 773-234-7794. AB, next week, go ahead.
Is Becca still with Garrett?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Was he there?
She was at the wedding. I didn't see him. She did a little thing on screen for a former bachelorette. Minimal.
Yeah.
Involvement in the wedding.
Maybe this isn't right, but I feel like she's one of the least popular now. Like if JoJo or Rachel showed up there, I feel like it'd be a much bigger deal. And Hannah.
Yeah. I agree. And I don't know why that is. I don't know why either.
Maybe it's because she picked of who she
I think
picked.
Her choice put people off. Yeah.
I don't know. Just didn't seem like a big deal that a bachelorette was there, and that's usually a pretty big deal. Like when Hannah showed up to the beach, it was whoa.
That shit was
shut
glowing.
The wedding down if Hannah's there.
Yeah. Do you have a headline of the week? Oh, the AB's eyes. AB
didn't. Listen, I looked. I couldn't find anything. I'm sorry. I couldn't find anything.
That's bullshit. That's
I couldn't. I got the headlines up right here. There's nothing. I'm not going to half-ass it, Rim. Most of the things, I'd say 50% of the articles written about Bachelor in Paradise, like I told you, there's less articles written. Some of the funny... satire places aren't putting out articles about Bachelor in Paradise. So there's a lot less to work with. It's mostly just spoilers. Like 50% spoilers I'm navigating through when I'm looking through these headlines. There's nothing there.
All right, I let you go on for a little bit there. After we finished recording last week, this headline popped, and a lot of people sent it to us from people. BIP star Christian Estrada's ex accused him of sleeping with her mom, a Mexican rock star. Now that's a headline, AB.
Oh, here's a good one. Just found it. Just popped up minutes ago, Rim. Okay?
Yeah, right.
Cassie Randolph defends Colton Underwood's kissing skills after Bachelor in Paradise diss.
I saw her tweet about that. And
from
good
Yahoo
for her.
Entertainment.
Unbelievable. Okay, before we wrap up here, listeners with smart speakers. Like Amazon Echo or Google Home. Do you have one of those?
No.
You have too many kids. It would be chaos. She would be screaming at Alexa all day. You can't have it.
No.
Try to do us a favor. Try to use a voice command and play this show and tell us how it works or what works or if it doesn't work. We'd like to know the best way people can search so then we could say on the show, this is how you do it. Because I don't have one. Won't find me talking to Google all day, people listening to me, no sir. But if you have one,
well, you're a big, what's that works. Movie with where the guy falls in love with the Siri type of person?
Her, starring Joaquin Phoenix.
You're a big Her guy, so.
I think that's a masterpiece, but that's a different situation. That's not regular people creeping on smart speaker people. Let us know how that goes. Her is a great movie. Joaquin Phoenix, the new Joker trailer, just came out this morning. Speaking of Dark Knight, which is a different
speaking
movie.
Of Dark Knight.
Okay. We're on social media, of course. You know us, the TikTok boys. At Rosecast
TikTok
Podcast.
Brothers.
Always. Wait until I try to do like a TikTok meme. I try to do one specifically. It'll be something to behold when we try that. Instagram @RoseCast Podcast, also Facebook and Twitter. Also, tell us, if you don't mind, text us, tell us what app you listen to. I feel like Spotify is coming in hot right now, overtaking everybody. But if you listen on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else, we wouldn't mind if you left us a nice review. We appreciate those. Maybe do one after an episode that doesn't take almost 2 hours for you to listen to when you're in a better mood. But thanks, as always. AB, you got anything else? Wrap it up.
No, thank you for listening.
Talk to you later. Talk to you later. That's a happier way.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.